The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and quarterback massages. Guess who's back? And hey, what are the odds we're a golf show now? Let's do it. It's a Wednesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. Twitter is at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. At ESPN 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it is Wednesday. When you call, text, tweet, Twitch, air hump, whatever you do, put odds on it. Well, yeah, it's going to be a fun, if not short, show today.
I'm going to go 95%. I never go percent 1,000 because anything could ruin it. A bad phone call or
texters.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, Aaron. I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong, but I feel pretty good about today. And we will be off at 6 o'clock so that you guys can get Spurs and Grizzlies and then Warriors Lakers right here on the station. How about that?
Hell yeah, Bubba.
You think Bubba's interested in those?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he should be.
Okay.
I don't. Have you been looking at this at our golf list?
No, I'm going with a different strategy this time.
You're going with like the strategy where you don't look at the list at all.
I'm not going to use any thought this time because last time I actually put thought into it.
So you're going with my horse racing strategy?
Yeah, pretty much. It worked for you twice now.
It did.
So I'm going to try that. Yeah, I'm not above learning new things, Hoffman.
Yeah.
So you know what? Last time I looked for players that I thought would make the cut, that were good on the course, that had some success there. I mean, I was looking for guys that could finish in the top 10, and they all sucked. So,
I'll be honest. There he is. I was going to say, one of the guys I wanted to pick, I don't see on our list, and that wasn't a good sign.
Mm.
But I think
this is what
he
is. I got from DraftKings.
All right. So, they're all there now. I see them. So.
You know, don't give them any love until they start advertising with us. That'd be my suggestion. This is where I got from a website.
DraftPings, maybe.
Yeah, rhymes with MaftKings.
MaftKings.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll do that. And as promised yesterday, I have 50 badass movies.
Okay.
And we're going to vote on whether they belong on the list or not. And this is a list I actually like. I don't like the order. I'll tell you the rankings aren't great. But the list is damn good, I think. But okay. That's just my humble opinion. I want your guys' opinions. That's why I want to do that. So we'll do that at some point today. So those are the two main things that we have to get done. So we'll figure out when we do those and go from there. Because the golf draft's pretty important. I think we should do golf draft at 5 o'clock.
That's what I told intern or Dr. Will.
Man, the guy that I really wanted in tier two.
Yeah.
He's the last guy on tier one.
Oh.
I did some research today, and I was like, oh, I'm taking Tommy Fleetwood.
We weren't supposed to do research.
You're going to have to go your own way.
Oh, I did my own. I did research. Listen, I'm like, I'm basically the new doctor intern. I'm like, oh, he's a good ball striker. He's a good cutter. I don't know what any of those words mean, but that's the stuff that I say now.
Well, depends on if you're talking about Deshaun Watson when you're talking about ball striking, but or cutting for that matter. But now I actually have... I did do a little research into the course.
Okay.
So now that I know what the course is like.
I didn't do any of that. So how about we trade notes?
Okay. So here's the thing. It's a really long course, like the longest in,
the longest yard.
I think it's the longest in major golf history, I believe.
Oh my.
Now,
want a good ball striker.
You want a guy who pounds the ball.
Okay.
So I want just like...
You want Bryson DeChambeau.
I want all the DeChambeaus I can get.
The Hulked out. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my research.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I'm nervous now because I really was keying in on that for my tier two pick, and then him being the last guy on tier one really kicks me in the balls. So now I've got to re-strategize my whole thing. But I've got till 5 o'clock. So
yeah, and I'm actually going to pick one guy I've never heard of, just because I don't know who it's going to be yet.
Oh my god!
But that worked for you last time,
dude. I'm not even kidding. The guy that I was hoping to pick for my tier three, he's the last name on tier two.
I just did what you told me.
You did that on purpose.
I had it differently, and you overrode me.
What an idiot you are, Aaron. I can't believe you
did
this.
I should have stuck to my guns. Then you probably would have won.
I probably would. That's all right, though. That's all right.
And that's not toilet paper back there. It's paper towels that we use because we disinfect everything between shows.
Between shows.
At least the sensible people do it.
Yeah, we do it.
I can't speak for everybody else.
Not everyone, but we certainly do.
Yeah.
We're good people.
So somebody says they don't think it's the longest course. But that's what I read.
That might be a lie.
I don't know. It was a semi-reputable organization. So...
The Onion?
No, it was not The Onion. It was not Golf Digest either, though. So somewhere Slim Pasty says, oh, wow, it is the longest. So there. Yeah, like I'm just making stuff up. Come on, guys. Come on. But that's all I got.
Where's Tiger Woods on this list?
Tiger's dead.
Oh.
Remember, he's broken.
Can I still bet on him?
No. No.
All right,
Tiger's never going to win another major.
Fine.
Probably never going to play another major because he's broken. You know, first he was mentally broken, and now he's in a car wreck. So, yeah, Eric says it's almost 8,000 yards.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know that's a lot. That's, to me, that's like two courses.
Yeah.
For my old ass game. So, but I don't know. I'm just going to be random here, and it gives me something to root for.
There you go.
See, like, and your last guy... On tier one, my guy is next to last on tier one.
Oh, you had one picked out?
Bubba.
Yeah. You always like to get Bubba.
I like me some Bubba.
Hell yeah, Bubba. That's a good pick, Bubba.
It's not like I'm being,
let me tell you,
disrespectful to you by honoring the guy on the other show.
That's a winner right there, Bubba. I'll tell you that much. Guaranteed.
But I think he's probably a little too far down. No value. So, yeah. But we shall see. And we'll get Dr. Intern's takes on it. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. The big news today. Guess who's back in town again?
Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Yeah, those wild-eyed boys that, never mind. Deshaun Watson posted to Instagram today.
Well, I don't think I'm blocked on his Instagram, but I didn't see it either way. So what's he up to?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
He posted workout videos.
Oh.
So he can tell whatever team is planning to trade for him that, hey, I'm going to be ready.
All right.
When the season starts. I didn't look at it, but I imagine the comments are pretty funny. So, yeah, I don't know. Can you tell that?
He may have taken comments off, like where you can't comment on those things. That's probably the move.
You can do that on Instagram?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. So, but yeah, he's out there working out. He's battling. And he posted that, which I'm guessing certainly he had permission from his legal team, you would hope.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go and post something right now. But I guess he's just trying to keep things, stay out in front of things as far as the football end of it goes, which, frankly, I don't think it looks good for him this year, but, maybe he's just saying, hey, I'm in shape.
I mean, it's nice to see that he's working out. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. So do your job.
Yeah, although he could
do your job.
He could Juwan James it. In that he might get hurt and not be able to play.
Boy, that'd be great for the Texans, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be the best thing in the world. Sorry. Because I wonder, because we've heard some people allude to this, that he ain't exactly flush with cash yet. And when you have to settle all these lawsuits, that's not going to help. I wonder if he doesn't show up. I really do.
Yeah. It's I'm curious how this thing works out altogether. I mean there's so many things that could happen. My real hope is that they just say, "Look, man, you're not allowed to play this year. Sorry." And that's that. If they don't suspend him before the season, it really does make some
it's going to be awkward.
Make some awkward stuff. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, if he shows up to OTAs, for instance, and it's like, Deshaun, sorry, Davis is taking the first team reps here, and Tyrod's taking the second team, but we're happy to have you be the fourth team quarterback. Why not? Yeah, I just think, to me, that's almost an indication that something weird is going to happen here, that he's going to be working out, and then all of a sudden show up for mini camp or for training camp saying, I'm ready to play.
Yeah.
You know, until you trade me, I'm ready to play. Pay me. Then I think the NFL has to step in, right?
Yeah. But who knows? I feel like Roger Goodell's already got something in mind, the way he's going to handle this thing. But he's surprised me before. How about that?
Well, counting on Roger Goodell doing anything that makes any sense is a hopeless quest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it'll be interesting, to say the least. Just like getting your hair back is very interesting.
Boom!
And all you have to do is go to 975hair.com and set up your free consultation. And go see my man, Dr. Linville. Let him explain the process to you. It's great. It's called the NeoGraft procedure. And that's a fancy way of saying, hey, I'm going to take the hair that's on the back of your head, and I'm going to put it where you don't have it. And you can even redraw your hairline if you just got that spot on the top and you want to get that cleaned up. Or if you're going completely bald like I was doing, he can still help you out. 2,451 follicles they moved. And, man, it's been a life-changing experience. And you can get in on the action. Just go to 975hair.com. And make sure when you talk to him, you check out his hair, because he's had the procedure done and his looks fantastic. And he does this because he just wants to help guys and feel more confident, feel better about yourself. And summer's coming. Now's a chance to get that new hair for summer and look really good. 975hair.com for that free consultation. Get your hair back today at 975hair.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, you want to get excited for college football season?
Yeah!
Did you see that they released the Saturday night football games for the first 3 weeks?
I did see that, yeah.
Give me your level of excitement for these. It will start September 4th, Clemson and Georgia.
That's a 9 out of 10, I think.
Yeah. Week number 2, Michigan.
It'll be weird for Georgia to be exposed as fraud so early in the season. That pretty much never happens.
It's usually not until they play Alabama.
Yeah, it's like, they're 8-0, here they come, and then they'll play.
It might be good enough.
Yeah. Then they play one SEC West team, and it's like, oh, there they go.
I'll make a bold statement about this game months in advance. Georgia loses, no chance at making the playoffs. Clemson loses, still a good chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Week number 2, the Michigan Wolverines play Washington.
Yeah, at home, right?
Yeah.
What, just 6.5 out of 10?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious whether Harbaugh's finally going to turn this thing around. Washington, we just didn't get to see much of last year. Would they play 4 games?
Yeah.
So I don't know what that coaching staff
I don't know what to expect out of them either.
Yeah, but interesting matchup. And week number three, Penn State and Auburn.
I'll go with a 7 on that one.
Yeah, I'm curious. We're
slightly up from the Washington-Michigan one.
Curious if Penn State bounces back, and also curious to see how Auburn looks with Brian Harsin.
Yeah.
As opposed to Gus Malzahn. And, you know, I have a semi-rooting interest in Penn State now. So there's that. I was actually thinking about this. They have fans in the stands again this year. I'd like to go to a Penn State game.
Really?
Yeah. Well, go visit my daughter. I mean, okay. That would happen too. But
isn't she still in Texas?
She is now, but they're going back. They'll be back in the fall. So, somebody said corporate Fred looked good this morning with Nate. Thank you. Actually, I did.
You did some TV?
Did a little TV this morning at 9:22. With Nate.
That's at least a reasonable hour. Well, yeah, Nate asked me to do TV at a time that I would never, ever do television.
A little background. He did give me three options, the 7:22 option, the 8:22 option, or the 9:22 option.
Yeah, that's the way to play it.
Yeah, although the tactical error I made was if I do 7:22, the wife can keep the dog upstairs so she doesn't come running down. And at 9:22, she's at work, so I had to put her in the kennel, and she didn't like that because she doesn't mind the kennel when I'm not there, but if she knows I'm downstairs, she barks. So that was probably a tactical error, but we got through it, and I talked to the Astros, and basically, you know, my usual, it's too early to worry, even last night's loss to the A's, and we talked about the pitching staff and how, I think Framber's kind of the key. If you get Framber back and he's pitching like he did last year, and your top three is Greinke, McCullers, Framber, you can live with whatever those other guys give you. If Odorizzi or Javier or Javier, depending on which one shows up.
Which day it is.
Or Keedy. If you get two guys out of those three who can pitch on the back end, that's pretty good for the regular season. I don't know if it's good enough for the playoffs. But, of course, there's big questions. I mean, at some point, Grinky's moonballs might just fall off. I mean, it's possible. You know, McCullers is pitching at a real high level. Can he keep it up for that many innings? That's always been a question with him. But if they can, I like the staff. And I think they're better than the A's, and I don't think it's going to be that close in the end unless there's a bunch more injuries. So that's pretty much it. I also picked your Warriors tonight.
I kind of think the Warriors win, too. I think the, what was it, 6.5? I think that's crazy. But yeah, I think it's going to be it'll be a good game. It's first game in a while that I've been like, ooh, I'm going to sit down and watch that. Like, I'm excited to watch a full basketball game.
Yeah, or better yet, listen to it.
Sure.
On ESPN 97.5, right here.
Yeah, if you're poor and you don't have a TV,
or if you just happen to be out and about tonight,
or that, yeah.
I'm trying to help you pump the thing. Jeez. Like, I give a rat's ass about basketball, and I'm trying to help you pump the thing. Come on,
okay,
come
sorry.
On.
Sorry.
Little respect here. Jeez.
AJ's already got one foot out the door. What are ratings?
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? Nobody, don't listen, guys. Kidding. And people ask, and I guess they miss the announcement. Yes, AJ's going to Vegas to work on a podcast business. So, good opportunity for him. So, yeah. Sorry you missed the announcement. We only told you about it for like forever.
I'm going to be a professional pie gal player.
In other words, you're just going to sit there and play for 10 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to put in 15-hour days, and on a good day, I'm going to make like $8 an hour. So that's it's exciting. It's fun work, though, at least.
Yeah, well, you get free drinks out of it.
That's true.
So if you balance the free drinks versus the $8 an hour, I think, you know, of course, the problem with that is the drinks aren't free because you tip. And then the drunker you get, at least me, I always like to tip pretty well. And once you do that a few times, they definitely keep coming back. But, yeah, it turns into $5 a drink usually. Because that's generally what I tip when we're playing poker. Just give them $5. What the hell?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the drink, because what that does insure you, especially if you're getting mixed drinks, you don't get the watered down ones after you tip them like that a couple times. You start getting real drinks.
Yeah.
Just pro tip there. Not a Deshaun pro tip. Just a pro tip. So you know what? Can we do the movie thing at 4:30?
Yes.
Does that work for you?
Yep.
Good. Because I think that'll be a lot of fun. I need to do a little more golf research. By the way, there's another thing that I'm a little bit concerned about. You know, we always worry about how the world is turning into the movies. You know, we get a pandemic. Well, there's already been pandemic movies. Planet of the Apes. We're letting these apes run around.
Yeah. You never learn.
No. Now, and then they were talking about you could make dinosaurs like they do in Jurassic Park. No, we don't learn from that. And most of all, we don't learn about artificial intelligence because Skynet will take over.
Yeah.
And you were talking about this yesterday with the Tesla. And I guess Domino's has like a drone delivery thing now, a driverless car. I think these are all terrible ideas.
But, I mean, at least someone's controlling the drone, right?
Until it takes over. When Skynet takes over.
Okay.
You know, I'm telling you, they don't need humans.
I don't know why. I'm not afraid of Skynet. I mean, I'm afraid of, like, one bad person who gives a robot, like he becomes Dr. Frankenstein and, like, gives a robot more power than he should.
Yeah.
And then the robot becomes smarter than the scientist. I worry about that. And then of course, that robot can build more robots because he's smarter than the scientist.
And that's
now
how Terminator started.
Right. I have a real concern about apes.
I got another one for you. You might want to start worrying about. I think that we may be close to an alligator uprising. These things are showing up everywhere. Did you see the one that was chasing pedestrians through a Wendy's parking lot in Florida?
Listen, alligators are fast. They're faster than they look like they should be.
Yeah.
They are scary.
And Aaron's got one that's, when he grows up, is going to eat Aaron.
Turns out I'm afraid of a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm still worried that
I'm afraid of bears. I'm afraid of alligators. I'm afraid of snakes. I'm afraid of the uprising of apes and robots. I've got a lot of real fears. And
tigers. I'm not really happy about tigers running around our neighborhoods.
These are all things I like to see in the zoo.
Yeah.
I love bears in the zoo, but I just don't want to see a bear in real life.
See, here's the problem. They've been sitting in these zoos for years.
They're waiting.
Thinking about people like you. Say, he likes me when I'm caged. But how does he feel when I'm eating his dogs?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. The real problem is, what if they all team up against us? Like, and you know what? Then they'll fight it out between themselves later. But Planet of the Apes, the robots, the alligators, I mean, all of them. What if they just team up against us?
It could happen.
The aliens?
Well, you know, that's a different one. I think the aliens are just sitting back waiting for that to happen. And then they'll come and conquer them.
Yeah,
because I even Skynet, as smart as it might be, it's not gonna be smart enough to build, you know, high tech alien vessels unless, of course, you know, we've already captured them.
Yeah, unless it's too late.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate Windows and Siding. One of the great selling points on my house. We're about to put it up on the market. One of the great selling points are these brand new windows from Allstate, and they are beautiful. Got my wife custom designed them. Every window in the house, and she decided where she wanted traditional windows and where she wanted these giant picture windows that have a small slider on the bottom. And it was a really cool process. They made it quick. They made it easy. They customized it for my house, and now I'm saving 40% on my electric bill. You just can't beat it. And I got 25% off my window package. I actually got more. Everybody gets 25% off. Just for being a listener of our station. But I got an extra discount because I paid all up front in cash. And then I got another discount because I'm a military vet. If only I would have been like a first responder too, I would have gotten even another discount. There's lots of discounts to be had by these guys. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
Now hop in the coupe, then I slide like it's Vaseline. West Coast 6, bulging like a trampoline. Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle up, I know how...
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I keep my hands on myself.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on Blitz.
All right, we're going to randomize for the golf thing here in a little bit before we do this movie thing.
Okay.
So I want you to see this says Aaron, Fred, and A.J., right?
Yeah, I trust you.
Okay, I'm going to...
I don't care if I have the whatever pick it is.
I'm going to randomize... AJ, Aaron, Fred. So I will have the first pick. That's a lot of pressure. And I was actually hoping for the third because I'd like that first back-to-back. But that's all right.
Okay.
I'll make some chicken salad out of this.
All right.
Do you want to trade picks?
No, I'm fine. Okay. Fine where I am.
All right. Maybe I should have asked you that before I...
I'm just saying. Somebody mentioned iRobot. That's another one. Yeah, the robots... You know, three laws safe, except they interpreted the third law as much differently than we did.
That's true.
And that's why Will Smith had to go and kill them all. So I'm not happy about any of this. I think although guess what? Humans have had a good run.
We ran this planet for a long time.
It's probably time to turn it over to somebody else. Okay. So this is the 50 most badass movies of all time. And then, so basically, we're going to do this like we would if you go in for your employee evaluation, like disagree, agree, strongly agree.
Okay.
Tombstone on the list.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Yeah, it's number 50, which is way too low, but I think that's in my top 10, but it's on the list. Point Break.
I've said this before. I've never seen Point Break.
It is pretty badass. I mean, it's not as badass as Tombstone, but I'll go with agree.
Agree.
Okay.
Taken.
Agree.
Yeah.
Strongly agree. I love that one.
Yeah. Crank.
Who's in that? Jason Statham?
Jason Statham, yeah. I'm going to go with agree because almost every Jason Statham movie is
badass.
It's
a good action movie. It's a bad movie.
Yeah, but I mean, he's badass in it.
Okay.
Something called Ong Bak, which I've never heard of.
That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an agree.
I agree.
Machete?
I love Machete, yes.
Me too. Aaron, you're supposed
never
to.
Never saw it.
Okay.
I'm like 0-3 in the last three ones.
All right. RoboCop, definitely a top 10 for me. The original.
Ong Bak is like a Muay Thai movie.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Original. RoboCop?
Original RoboCop. Yeah, with Peter Weller.
Is that a badass movie?
Yeah, it is. Dude gets his head blown off right in the first scene.
Well, that's true. I'll agree.
And then he goes around killing stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Once Upon a Time in China.
Hmm.
I don't think I've seen it. It's a Jet Li movie.
I have seen it, but I don't know that I think of it as like a badass movie. I don't know. Maybe my definitions are different.
How about Bloodsport?
That's a badass movie.
Yeah, yes. That is very much a strongly badass movie. I just remember Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds being in it. And that I love that movie. Lethal Weapon 2.
Again, I'm not gonna call that a badass movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Lethal Weapon 1, but it's a good as far as sequels go, it's good.
Yeah.
But I don't think of it as a badass movie.
No, not one of those where, oh, it's so badass. It's like Starship Troopers, which I don't think is on this list. Casino Royale.
I don't think of that as a badass
movie. Oh, I do, because killing bugs is better than killing humans, AJ.
Hmm. Again, I like Starship Troopers.
It's not on here. We're talking about Casino Royale now.
Casino Royale.
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot. I'm not going to call it a badass movie. The scene where the guy is like running up the crane, that guy is kind of badass.
Yeah.
But overall, it's a good movie, but I don't categorize it as a badass.
The final poker hand is such a joke, though. The Raid.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Well, I can tell you, this is going to be very bigoted of me.
Uh-oh.
The first sentence, it says, this Indonesian action flick is about I'll stop right there.
Okay, I've never seen The Raid. I'm sorry.
13 Assassins.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Okay, original Lethal Weapon, the first one.
Again, a good movie. I won't call it a badass movie.
They've got a couple Jackie Chans on here. The Legend of Drunken Master.
That's a good movie. You know what? I'll call that a badass.
Pretty much most Jackie Chan movies get pretty badass. Yeah. Although I kind of prefer the Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights to some of these. But Police Story, also Jackie Chan. Here's a throwback, The Searchers with John Wayne.
I don't know that I've seen The Searchers.
My favorite John Wayne movie. I mean, obviously True Grit probably got the most response. My favorite is El Diablo.
I like El Diablo, too.
I think that is, when it comes to John Wayne movies.
When it comes to, we talking just John Wayne westerns or, like, war movies, too?
Yeah.
Longest Day is still my favorite
Rio Bravo,
John Wayne movie.
Rio Bravo, not El Diablo. I'm confusing myself. Or is it the one with James Caan? I'm totally blanked here. Is it Rio Bravo? Yeah. Or is it El Diablo? I don't know. Either way.
El Dorado.
That's what it is.
I was confusing them. Damn, Fred.
When you said El Diablo, I thought that sounded right.
El Dorado. This is what happens when I don't drink on air. 2 days in a row.
And, of course, the Alamo, we have to remember.
Yeah. Hero from Jet Li.
I don't think I've seen Hero. I
haven't seen that. How about this one? This one's on my list. Desperado, Antonio Banderas.
I like
Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
The Killer, which is a John Woo film.
I haven't seen The Killer.
All right, now we're getting to some good ones. For a few dollars more.
That's a badass movie.
And again, pretty much any Clint Eastwood Western, for the most part, is going to go in there. I would have Josie Wales in my top 10 for sure. That's my favorite of his. Something called Ip Man. Don't know that.
I haven't seen Ip Man.
Okay, here's a good one. Inglourious Bastards.
That's a badass 100%. Movie.
Yeah. Enter the Dragon.
Badass movie.
Yeah, now they're getting really good. Predator.
Badass movie.
Full Metal Jacket.
Badass movie.
Yeah. Unforgiven.
I guess so. It is a great movie.
Well, you know what?
Movie.
It turns badass when he starts drinking. For the one scene where he goes and just blasts everybody at the end.
Yeah.
It's a long buildup to that. But once he just starts killing people, well, he should have armed himself before he decorated his place with a friend of mine. Death Wish, the original.
Great movie.
Goodfellas.
Again, great movie. I don't know about badass movie.
I think it's pretty badass. Once Upon a Time in the West. That's an old Charles Bronson movie.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
Okay, this one I think is badass. First Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dozen.
Badass.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
You need to. Leon, also known as The Professional. A good one, but, you know, young Natalie Portman, too young to, you know. I don't know about badass. Shaft.
Badass.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool Hand Luke.
Badass. Yes. I love that movie.
Bullet. Steve McQueen.
That's a badass movie.
Kill Bill.
Badass movie.
Yep.
Aliens.
Not for me.
I mean, I'm a sci-fi guy, but that to me is more of a horror film anyway. And it's just okay. Number 12, Pulp Fiction.
Badass movie.
Yep.
Number 11, Apocalypse Now.
Badass movie.
Yep.
Number 10, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Badass movie.
Number 9, The Wild Bunch.
I don't know if I've seen The Wild Bunch.
It's a good one. Number 8.
Is it old?
It's an old Western, yeah.
I may have seen The Wild Bunch.
A gang of
then.
Degenerate outlaws finds themselves trapped
Who's
against
in
an
it?
Entire army. I can't remember. I think
William Holden, Ernest Borgnine.
Borgnine, yeah.
I have seen that movie. It's been so long ago, though. I don't know if it's a badass movie or not.
Nobody likes it when I say this. Very overrated movie, Scarface. One great line.
Yeah. But there's some badass scenes. Like the gunfighting scenes are badass.
Yeah, I've seen better. Number 7, The Terminator.
Badass.
Yep.
Number 6, I've never seen this. It's an Akira Kurosawa movie that's a remake of A Fistful of Dollars called Yojimbo.
I haven't seen it.
Me either.
Okay. Sounds good, though.
Number 5, The Godfather.
Badass movie.
Number 4, Dirty Harry.
Badass movie.
Yeah.
Number 3, Seven Samurai.
Again,
It's another one. It was remade in the U.S.
No,
as
I've seen this.
Seven. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'll go badass movie.
Okay. Number 2, I think we can all agree on, Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Badass movie.
And finally, number 1.
The most badass movie of all time.
Yeah. I'll give you both one guess.
Ooh. I got nothing. I'm trying to think of what we've missed.
Do, 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 do. Oh, the good, the bad.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty good list.
You know what? I feel like they left off Like, I think Lone Survivor is a badass movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 300 is a badass movie. And I think the American Sniper movie is a badass movie.
Agree. Somebody mentioned, was John Wick on this? No, John Wick, I think, belongs on that list.
I've still never seen John Wick.
I mentioned Starship Troopers. I think that belongs on the list. But otherwise, I mean, you know, they put a lot of foreign movies on there. I guess they're just pandering.
As much as I don't like Tom Cruise, those Jack Reacher, Jack Reacher movie, that was a badass movie.
Yeah, I 100% agree on Jack. Well,
I like how you say they're just pandering. Is it possible that, like, foreign movies could be good, too?
No, not in America.
Yeah, there's some badass foreign movies.
No, see, you're just like the Academy. You're going to give it to a foreign movie because it's got subtitles.
No.
And it's not nearly as badass as our movies here.
No, sometimes the movies, like, especially from Asia, or terrifying, like they have. I'm against you on that.
That was where, like, the inspiration for the first real, like, Hunger Games movie came out of, because I saw it when I was my freshman year in college. They had it on at a bar, and it was, I think, it was a Korean movie where they drop like 100 junior high children on an island with a bunch of weapons hidden all around, and they have to figure out where the hell's a weapon so I can go kill. But they tell all these kids, they're like, hey, you're going to go on a field trip. And they put them to sleep. And they all wake up on this island separate from each other. And they go, okay, have fun.
Yeah. Rio Bravo was John Wayne with Dean Martin. That was also good. Very similar to El Dorado. In fact, I think the movie Be Cool, John Travolta talks about that. It's like he got him. And ever since that movie, I get him confused. So anyway.
Let's see what Dave
thinks. A lot of people say Raid is great. So.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, fellas, love the show. Thanks for getting me on. First off, I want to give a big shout out to my buddy I work with, and you guys might be familiar with him, Bradley Gilmore.
Yeah.
I believe he works at your studio a little bit there.
He does.
He does.
Up his first year teaching.
Right on, yeah. I just saw Brad on Saturday.
Real badass, dude. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I just wanted to weigh in. That's, I guess, pretty badass list. I was going to say something about John Wick. I didn't think I heard that one. I just heard you guys mention that as well. And then the other three, just want to know your thoughts on. Two I just think are really good movies, but the other one I love, it's The Punisher with John Travolta in it, and then Gladiator and Braveheart.
I think The Punisher with John Travolta is a terrible movie. I love the character The Punisher, but I hated that movie, so I'm going to go no.
That's a hard no. I agree on Gladiator. Gladiator's pretty badass.
Gladiator has badass parts, but it also has parts where it's so slow.
Yeah.
And then, but Braveheart is up there because there's, I mean, that's a whole lot of violence and like head chopping. I'm for that. Yeah. Another Mel Gibson movie that you could call kind of badass is The Patriot. Like the Revolutionary War movie. That's a good movie.
He did another one that where he was kind of, I can't remember the name of it. But he played sort of not a private detective or whatever, but he got involved with the mob and everything, and it was pretty good. I mean, for being a whack job, the guy's a hell of an actor.
If I'm adding one, I'm adding Training Day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, great.
A lot of people mentioned Boondock Saints belongs on that list.
That would be a good fit.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot of great suggestions. I mean, that's the beauty of something like this. It's usually we have one of these lists. I either like them when they're just so stupid that we can make fun of them. But, I mean, this one, honestly, you know, it comes down to personal preference. But I would say about, you know, 40% of the list is pretty damn good, in my opinion. So I think that's, yeah, that's a good thing. Not as good as going to new brakes, but it's a good thing. And guys, if you got to get your brakes fixed, hey, you're going to do some traveling this summer. You're going to be driving around a little bit. Now's the time. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off of your service. And here's the service. They come to you and fix your brakes. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be sitting at home right now. You could be sitting at your office. They will come to you. They'll take care of everything while you work or play or whatever it is you want to do. You don't have to go waste a couple hours sitting in a shop or a dealer. They'll come to your home or wherever you need them to go. If you got your kids are teenagers now and they're driving or they're over at school or something and you want to get theirs done, they'll go take care of it. And they're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than a shop or a dealer. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And every day I get a different email from somebody telling me what a great job they do. So go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Make sure you mention ESPN to get 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Have you signed up for our ESPN 97.5 listener email yet? You can get the latest information on what's happening with your favorite radio station, including upcoming events, giveaways, and a chance to be highlighted as our listener of the week. Head to ESPN975.com and subscribe now. Payback is the movie with Mel Gibson I was thinking of. Thank you, Texter. Either the original Mad Max or Road Warrior.
Yeah.
Those are also very good Mel Gibson ones. Here's another good suggestion. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty badass. So, yeah. There's only one good phrase from Scarface. Man, you need to watch it again if that's what you think. Listen, I know a lot of you guys are huge Scarface fans. I just think that movie is not very well done. I'm sorry. And I'm totally distracted by the fake accent from Al Pacino the whole time. It takes away. It's not interesting to me. And I like mob movies. That one I don't. So.
It's more of a cartel movie than a mob movie.
Yeah, which is also, I'm not really all that interested in cartel movies. How about Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah. I guess they didn't want to overload it with Tarantino movies.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is you could put almost any Tarantino movie on there. I don't know about The Matrix being badass.
No.
The Matrix was on another list that I had last week and we never got to, which was the movies with the most confusing plots. And almost every one of them was either The Matrix or Christopher Nolan. Any Christopher Nolan movie.
I've seen The Matrix one time. I saw it and I want to say this, preface this with The Matrix is much better than the other ones, but I saw The Matrix 2 one time and it was terrible, and I saw about half of The Matrix 3 and I said, this is just awful. So I'm not a Matrix guy.
If they had just stopped with the first movie, I'd have been okay with it, because I liked the first one, and the second one was garbage, and the third one was even worse. So... He says the new Mad Max is the best. That movie blew too.
I didn't think it blew, but I thought it was. I didn't think it was good as the original.
And it wasn't a Mad Max movie. It was about a bunch of women. I mean, this is the one where they basically brand it as a Mad Max movie, and then Max isn't really the main character.
It was like Ghostbusters with the ladies.
Yeah, except it was just because this was a bait and switch. Like that, we knew it was all female cast in Ghostbusters, which, by the way, wasn't as bad as you would have thought.
I've never seen it.
So, yeah, it had Melissa McCarthy in it, and she makes me laugh. So it really doesn't matter what she's doing, except for that stupid movie she did with Ryan Reynolds that I somehow sat through. Let's see what Chris has to say.
Hey, so I just wanted to maybe throw out a few other selections, like maybe Snatch or the one with Jet Li and Jason Statham. And also possibly an old one, Walking Tall, Buying Up a Listen.
One's good. Walking Tall.
Walking Tall is a good one.
Is it Walk Tall or Walk?
No, it's Tall. Walking Tall.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And then The Rock redid it. And what was the one? It was the most badass movie I think growing up was Billy Jack, which you probably never saw, but it was Native American war veteran comes home and. You know, of course, there's all the racism going on. He's a badass karate dude. And I probably would watch that movie now and not find it at all interesting. But when I was a kid, that was a pretty cool movie.
If he's talking about the movie War, which was the Jet Li, there may be multiple Jet Li, Jason Statham movies, but the movie War is absolutely horrendous. Like for an action movie, there's no action. So... I hated that movie.
And it kind of depends on what you want. Like, if you just want pure action, then the John Wick movies are perfect. I mean, it's like it's a video game. where he's going through and just finding different ways to kill people. Kind of like it.
I feel like Halloween should have been on that list.
Well,
I mean, who's more badass than Michael Myers? Guy gets shot and stabbed all the time, just keeps walking. Like, that dude's badass.
But, Law-abiding citizen should have been on there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of American History X. I don't know if I'd consider that a badass movie. It's got a couple of badass scenes.
Oh, it certainly does.
It's got two of the most memorable scenes you'll ever see. And I thought it was a really good movie. But so every Bruce Lee movie that the man killed Chuck Norris. Well, of course, that was like one scene that they used in a whole bunch of different movies. But Game of Death, definitely on my list. Which was, that's another one. That's from my youth, though, when I was growing up. That was just one of those badass movies that I'd watch as often as I could.
I used to really be into kung fu movies, and then one day I realized that all these movies are kind of the same.
Yeah, they are.
And then I was like, well, why do I, and I mean, it's the same thing with horror movies, like slasher films. Like, every Friday the 13th is exactly the same. Except the one in space. That one had a totally different plot. Oh, and the one where he went to Manhattan. Those were a little off the beaten path, though. Most of the ones where, like, he's walking around Camp Crystal Lake killing people, it's all the same stuff. Nightmare on Elm Street. Generally the same stuff's going on in
except,
all these
except
movies.
For Dream Warriors, where he was killing him. And yeah, that one was a little bit different. Also a very cool Dawkins song that they used in that. But, yeah, they're all the same, and I love the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same plot in every one. I enjoy it, but I do realize that, like, they're all the same.
Any Fast and Furious movie?
No.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like those.
Mission Impossible. Every plot's the same.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. A lot of.
How many Expendables did they make?
Three.
Three? Are they all exactly the same?
No, the third one, they actually got a little younger.
Oh, okay. Dolph Lundgren's not leading the crew in Expendables 3?
I don't remember exactly what happened, because I have seen them all, but I do know that Ronda Rousey was in 3 and some younger dudes, and apparently they're making... And it also had Wesley Snipes in it, which was... He's pretty badass still.
Ooh, Blade is a badass movie.
Blade... All three of the Blade movies are badass, and I'm still... I don't even know who I was talking to about the other day with this. I love the Blade character. I hate that they're remaking it.
Yeah, that was on the air.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. When we come back, we're going to pick our golfers for the PGA, my championship roster. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. You want to save money on your homeowner's insurance? You might not even know what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. I certainly didn't. So I looked it up, and then I sent a text to... TGS. All I did was text the word money to 232323. They asked for my address. I replied back with that, and within 15 seconds, they sent me a full and firm insurance quote right there to my inbox. And turns out I was missing out on over $1,000 a year. That's how I was paying too much. $1,000 a year. The average customer is paying $900 a year too much. Why? When you could get A-rated insurance from TGS. And save that money. They're going to take care of the back end. They're going to get you out of your old policy, get you refunded, and start you saving money today. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5.